Welcome to the Social University Podcast. We are so glad you're joining us today because we want to help business owners, entrepreneurs, and people just like you who want to build their business online. Listen, if we can do it, you can do it. So let's go.
Good morning, guys. I'm Karen Tarotas with Social U, and it is time for What's Up Wednesday, where we come to you live every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Central to talk about social media tips, tricks, and trends. All this month, we are getting you ready for 2023. So what does that look like? Well, this week, it looks like new content, new year, new content, how to create your content calendar. Let's see. Last week, we talked about how to self-audit your social media. The first week we got back to basics, and next week we're going to talk about tools to keep you on track. But this week I want to talk to you about a content calendar, including a cool free download for you guys. I will have that available for you, and we will post a link in the comments after the live is over. So if you want to download your free content calendar, you absolutely can. I'm sorry about that. But let's go ahead and jump in. Let's get started because I have a lot of content for you guys today. Funny, ironic. Okay, let's go ahead. Okay, first and foremost, you need to start with an audit and check insights. If there's any doubt in your mind about how to do a self-audit for your social media, just go back and look at the last week that we did on how to self-audit your social media, because you don't know where to go if you don't know what has worked in the past. You have to kind of build off your previous successes and sometimes even failures so that you know what's going to work for you so you can head towards that goal. Number two, you absolutely, after checking your audits and your insights, which includes stats, you need to be able to verify that you're on the right platform. What does that mean? It means if it's taking you 4 hours a week to create content for, let's say, Twitter, and you haven't had any followers in the last 6 months and no engagement in the last 6 months, you may want to take a long, hard look at that platform and ask yourself if the price is worth the payout. So if it's not working for you, there's no reason you can't edit that and focus your attention on something else. Most business owners can only handle about two platforms. It is a lot to do multiple platforms, three or four. That's why people hire us to do it. It's overwhelming. It can be overwhelming. And then after you've been doing it for a few months, after you've been doing it for a couple of months, you get content burnout because you don't want to post the same thing on every single platform on the same day. So it is critical that you have varying concepts and content for different platforms. It can be overwhelming. So focus on what's working for you. What do you want to happen? Are you wanting more leads? Are you getting those leads from LinkedIn? Focus on LinkedIn. If it's not working for you, stop doing it. You do not have to be everywhere. You cannot be all things to all people. And if it's costing you your sanity and your time as a business owner, your time is very valuable. So you have to measure that and weigh it against what's working. Number three, you want to create your template, or I would say use ours for free. Again, we are going to have a template for you guys. It will have a 2-week content rotation. And when we do a 2-week rotation, we do 6 days a week for 2 weeks. So you'll have different content with different content suggestions for 2 full weeks, once a day for 6 a week. So that way, if you're posting 3 times a week, you have a ton of options to choose from. If you're posting 5 times a week, you even have a ton of options to choose from. Ideally, you want to customize that so that it works for you, which you totally can do with our template. Again, I will have that posted in the comments so that you can download that for yourself. Cool free download. Okay, so create your template. Now you have a template because you're going to work off our template. Number four, you want to mark special occasions and holidays and determine monthly themes. Well, we have gone through and pulled the noted the major holidays on our calendar. National Day of calendar is a, I am so sorry. sorry, National Day Up Calendar is a great website for you to go check about themes for the month, themes for the week, daily themes. For example, if you sell donuts, you really need to know when National Donut Day is. If you're an ice cream vendor, you want to know when National Ice Cream Day is or Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. All of those dates are going to be on a website called National Day Of Calendar. We have the major ones marked on our template, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day. We have some of the less major ones marked too. And some of the monthly themes, like Women's Health Month is October. That's in there. Men's Health Month is November. So you kind of see where I'm going. Depending on what you do, you want to pay attention to different months and different themes. You also want to ideally create a theme for yourself for the month, like we do for our lives. This month is planning and getting back to basics so you can be successful in the new year. Next month, our theme might be love, so we can focus on Valentine's Day. In March, our theme might be, it doesn't take luck, it takes planning. And we might talk about planning for the different platforms, just to kind of give you an idea. Okay, now that you have marked your special occasions, holidays, you've determined your monthly themes, now you want to brainstorm ideas for categories so you can create a two-week rotation. We have that already created for you. But you can also add different categories. And just some suggestions for that, tips, tricks, and trends for your industry. How-tos are always popular. How-to is still the most searched term on YouTube. Highlighting vendors, employees, or local businesses. Being strong in your community is always a good idea. Testimonials, quotes, or motivation. Humor, depending on your field, humor could be awesome. Previous content. Do not overlook successful previously used content. If it worked last year, it will also work this year. Now you can't post Christmas in July unless you're doing a theme that's Christmas in July, which you can. But you can use previous content. And oddly, if you have, based on previous success, you'll probably have similar success. It's very interesting to me because it's almost always exactly like if you got 20 likes on it the first time, you'll get 20 likes on it the second time. And do not overlook user-generated content. Pay attention to those notifications so you can pull information that other people are posting about your business, especially if you're a retailer. A lot of times you'll get some great pictures, some great images and testimonials from your followers. You just have to check the notifications. Now, before you kind of start brainstorming your ideas for your categories and your two-week rotation, you need a location where you can park your ideas or your inspiration. Pinterest is a great place to do that. Google Drive is a great place to do that, but you need a place to put it so that, just for example, let's say one of your categories are motivational quotes or even letter boards. If you generate a private or secret board on Pinterest that's letter boards, everything you come across that will work for you, you can park it on that board. And then when you're sitting down to schedule your content once a week or twice a week, you don't have to scramble for letter boards. You have a board that's dedicated to it and you can go pull it. Similarly, likewise, you can also use for great articles, you may store them in a Google Doc. So let's say you're a realtor and you want really great articles about staging. Everything you find, you might put it in a Pinterest board, you might put it in a Google Doc so that when you're sitting down to create your content and you need staging tips, it's all right there at your fingertips and you don't have to go scramble for it. So I love Pinterest for this, especially since once you get started, it will feed you additional suggestions that are similar to your previous likes. So if you're looking for letter boards and it knows you're looking for letter boards, it will continue to feed you letter boards. Just as an example. So you do need a parking lot for it. And we do have suggestions for your two-week rotation. But again, how-tos, quotes, motivation, humor, these are just some ideas for you. Of course, you can use all kinds of different things. You may do a series, and series are great, great. Especially again, let's say you're a realtor, tips on moving. That's a great series and you can do a lot with that. You may do one moving tip every couple of weeks. Just as a suggestion. Okay. Again, when you're generating your content, you want to kind of keep a ratio in mind. It cannot all be sales. And let me pick on realtors for a minute, because you guys as an industry are the most guilty of not giving enough before you ask for the sale. So you might have listing. And that's great. But you still need content that brings value, inform, educate, entertain. You have to have some content there. The more content people are presented with, the harder it is to keep their attention. So if you're not giving them the content they need, they will go find it from somewhere else. Yes, you do want to put your listings out there. And yes, you do want to ask for the sale sometimes, but you do, it's like a savings account. You have to put in before you can take out. A good user ratio. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to cough today. It's a third. A third of the time you want to promote your business or generate leads. A third of the time should come from sources that align with your business. Again, like industry standards, what's happening in your industry, tips on your industry. And a third should engage your followers directly through questions, responding, reposting user-generated content. And if you're ever in doubt, you want to have that 80-20 rule. Yes, you absolutely want to ask for the sale about 20% of the time, but the other 80% of the time, you want to educate, inform, and entertain. You want to give content before you ask for the sale. So as an example, my weak point, I forget to ask a lot of times. I forget to say, oh yeah, we have this thing called Social University. It's our membership program where you can pay $14 a month and ask any question. We do how-tos and Canva. I forget to do that quite regularly because I get so caught up on the giving part. I love the giving part. I love the education part. I feel like a lot of education should be free and easily accessible, which is why we do these videos and write the blog and generate videos on TikTok and YouTube. And that's why we do what we do. I just have to remember to ask at the end. So yes, you definitely want to ask. And if you are good at what you do, you're providing your users a service by providing, by giving them the opportunity to work with you. So just kind of bear that in mind, because there are people, business owners, like, I don't want to be too salesy. You do not want to be too salesy, but you do need to ask for the sale. Okay. Number eight, you don't, and again, just saying this, you don't want to sell too much or too little, the Goldilocks effect, it has to be just right. So think about it like at one out of every 10 posts. So about one post every 2 weeks, you want to promote a product or service or ask for a sale or ask for an email or ask for your customer to give to you. And then the other 9 posts you give to them. You can even do a 3-to-1 ratio where you only do it every 3 weeks, but whatever it is, don't forget to ask periodically. People know you're in business to make money. It's okay to remind them sometimes. Number 9, you do need to pay attention to what's going on with your audience and your industry. So you need to listen to your end users. Do not forget to take the time to listen to your audience. Check those notifications. Check those DMs. Look at what people are responding to users who have a larger audience than you. Check their comments. The comments that are very engaged or the comments that have comments, that's what you need to pay attention to. You also want to make sure that you can collaborate with other business owners or vendors in your industry. And it doesn't always have to be in your industry. We'll use real estate as an example. Wedding vendors are great about this too. As a realtor, what you're really selling is the location. And most realtors specialize in a specific part of town. So if your specialty is Trustville, you want to talk to Trustville vendors who are local, and that's promoting your neighborhood so you can sell more houses in Trustville, but it also puts you on good terms with local vendors and owners. So when you promote that Trustville-based business, the people who follow that page will also in turn be introduced to you. So being involved in your community is always a good thing. And then number 10, it's our last one. You want to schedule. This is a time-consuming thing to do. It's getting harder to do it. With the more platforms that come out, the more information that's accessible, the harder it is to kind of find time to get this stuff done. So if you're scheduling, you can schedule your Instagram inside. Instagram and Facebook can be scheduled inside of Facebook itself. You can schedule Twitter and LinkedIn through Hootsuite. You cannot schedule TikTok yet, but hopefully soon. And YouTube can be scheduled inside YouTube. Most platforms allow you to do the scheduling internally, so you don't need another another tool. But if you are looking for a tool, Planoly is great for Instagram, and there's a free version. And Hootsuite is great for Twitter and LinkedIn, also a free version. You can get up to 3 platforms for free on Hootsuite. And I love the dashboard. You can customize your dashboard so that you, as you glance at it, you can see mentions, direct messages, your tweets, responses to your tweets. It makes it very easy to see it all in one location. I'm very visual, so that helps me a lot. So those are the 10 things to help you with creating your content calendar. And I promise you, if you have a content calendar, you will make your life so much easier. As a business owner, it is so easy to look up and it's 4 o'clock and you haven't made your post yet today. And it can be overwhelming. And that's when you start to scramble. That's when you waste your time. If you know ahead of time that every second Tuesday or second and fourth Tuesday, you need a testimonial at the beginning of the month, you can sit down and make 2 or 3 or 4, and then you have them when you're ready. You can also schedule them out a couple of months in advance. That way you're not scrambling on the day of, you already have it scheduled. I would highly recommend scheduling a week at a time. Normally, once you get in the swing of it, it only takes about an hour to get your entire week on a platform scheduled. That way you're saving your time and you're not having to do it every single day. What is the TikTok age range? That is an interesting question because TikTok is recently overtaking Google as the number one website and the number one search engine. So TikTok is making some noise. It's right there with Facebook. They both have over 1 billion users. The interesting part is that now Gen X actually has a following on TikTok. So your user age is getting older. There is a community for younger folks, but there's also a community for Gen X. Our largest audience is on TikTok. And I'm Gen X, I'm in my 50s, and we do very well on TikTok. So it just depends on you. If you can consistently generate content, video content, it's a great platform. It's also a great way to repurpose those videos because short form video is everywhere. So if you're creating it on TikTok or Instagram, then you can share it to Instagram, YouTube Shorts, Idea Pins, Facebook Stories, Instagram Stories. It goes all around. Yes, it's a search engine. As a matter of fact, your millennials and your Gen Z and alphas use it primarily as a search engine. And the way that it's set up, I love it because if you have a hashtag that says hashtag social media tips and someone searches for the term social media tip, it will pull your information. You don't have to have, unlike Instagram, if it doesn't exactly match the hashtag, Instagram won't show it to you. If it doesn't exactly match the hashtag, TikTok doesn't care. If the search word is in there, whether it's in the comments, the captions, or the hashtag, they let you see it. So it's a great search engine. I have some of my best recipes over the last year have come from TikTok. I've gotten some great information, marketing information. I follow several marketers on TikTok. So there's a lot of information there. But yeah, it's right now it's bumped Google for the number one website. It is the number one search engine for millennials, Gen Z. It's not the number one search engine for everybody, boomers and X, quite yet, but it is getting there. Start any new platform and Gen X will take it over. That is absolutely correct. You do have to watch out for your Gen X taking over any of the platforms. So that being said, we're there. And one of the other things I love about TikTok is they have communities on every single industry is represented. There's a nursing community, a police community, a mom community. There's a place for business owners and female, but there's just space for everyone there. There's a book talk, just all kinds of interesting stuff. So that being said, yeah, TikTok, if you're not on it, you definitely need to look at adding it this year because it's not going away. It's got people keep saying, oh, it's a fad. It has 1 billion users. It's not a fad. Something as a prediction, ChatGPT is going to be big this year. So if that's something that doesn't, if you don't know what it is, you need to check it out. Google it, TikTok it. Sorry. Okay, guys. Well, thank you for joining me this week. Again, we're going to add a link for content calendar to the comments a little bit later today. So you don't have to create your own template. We will have one for you. And then you're just going to be able to go in there and customize it. You're going to add your own themes. You're going to make sure you have your own special days and holidays represented. You can customize your categories on your rotation. You may not want to do, I highly recommend you do testimonials, but you may not want to do them twice a month. You may want to do them once a week. I mean, it just depends on how many testimonials you have. You may want to use user-generated content a lot. If you're, especially if you're a retail vendor and you have a ton of that, you may want to use it more than once a week. That's why you want to customize that rotation so that it's unique to you. And don't forget your 80-20. 20% is selling, 80% is giving. If you guys have any questions or you're catching this as the recording, please don't hesitate to leave a comment. We do monitor comments. I'm happy to answer your questions. You can always send a DM. And until next week, I am Karen Taradas with Social You, and I am here to help. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. We do what we can with the letter board. So thank you guys. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us for the Social University podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Stay Social U. That's the letter U. And we will talk to you next week. Remember, you've got this.